Mecklenburg County's 287G program has ended. That's after the newly sworn-in Sheriff Gary McFadden terminated the program on his first full day in office yesterday. Local activists are cheering, saying immigrants living in Mecklenburg County illegally are now less likely to face deportation, but as WFAE's Nick De La Canal reports, the move could have unintended consequences.
At an immigrant-owned bakery in East Charlotte yesterday, the mood was celebratory. Immigrants and immigrant activists crowded around newly sworn-in Sheriff Gary McFadden as he signed a letter ending Mecklenburg County's 287G program. Afterward, the sheriff was presented with a T-shirt, framed artwork, bread pudding, and he helped cut into a sheet cake decorated with an anti-287G logo. McFadden spoke only briefly.
We have to show Charlotte that this is the step in the right direction, and I need everybody's help to show Charlotte and the nation that we are doing the right thing.
He did not take further questions. The event marked the end of Mecklenburg County's 12-year participation in the 287G program, which had acted as a kind of pipeline from the Mecklenburg County Jail to ICE custody. Since 2006, sheriff's deputies would run inmates' information through a federal database to learn if they were in the country illegally. And if they were, ICE would be notified and the inmates held until ICE could pick them up. During his campaign for sheriff, McFadden, a former CMPD detective, spoke out against 287G, saying it was fostering distrust between law enforcement and immigrant communities. He spoke to WFAE in April.
Nobody wants to talk to you. Nobody won't even speak to you. And you know you have crimes. I have a shooting where a young man was killed, and I probably had 14 people out there that day, and nobody won't come forward.
Activists also said immigrants were getting deported after an arrest for something as trivial as a speeding ticket. An independent analysis by WFAE found that of all the people detained through the county's 287G program last year, 65% faced misdemeanor or traffic charges, 35% faced felony charges. At the signing ceremony yesterday, local activists, including Elisa Benitas, thanked the sheriff at length, saying the move would shield local immigrant families from separation or deportation.
We just want to say thank you to the sheriff for this historic moment and for understanding the plight of so many families in the Charlotte community who no longer have to fear when they leave their homes in the mornings to go to work, who no longer have to fear driving their children to school, who no longer have to fear simply existing and living in Mecklenburg County.
But that may not entirely be the case. Brian Cox, an ICE spokesman, says as the county ends its partnership with ICE, ICE will simply ramp up on-the-ground arrests carried out of people's homes or businesses.
The simple reality is that if the agency is not able to take custody of persons at the local detention center, the agency has no choice but to do more at-large arrests and seek these individuals out in the community.
And those on-the-ground arrests, he says, could lead to more immigrants getting picked up who ICE may not have even been searching for. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal in Charlotte.